Chapter 12. Rain drizzled lightly through the early morning mist, rising from the surface of the broad stream. The two voles, Crobsey and Secondin, emerged from the secret tunnel with Tag. The otter carried a small sack of supplies and a cloak, which they had presented to him. Crobsey blinked up at the indifferent milky sky.
Yeah, drizzling won't last long. My ingrowed poplar ain't twinging enough. "'Twill clear up before noon and the sun'll smile on us again. Tag, I wish you wouldn't go, mate. Stay here with us. You can make a happy home midst our voles."
Tag clasped the bank voles' chubby paw fondly.
"I've never had such a happy time as I spent with your tribe, friend. But I must go. There's bound to be Jusker beasts following me, Sawney for one, and I don't know how many others. It would not be the act of a friend to bring trouble upon your creatures. Jusker are thieves and killers. Stay out of their way. Keep to your homestead, and be watchful for the next few days."
Two more voles emerged from the tunnel, carrying what appeared to be a large basket. Secondin showed it to Tag.
"This is a coracle. When you're finished with it, just cast it out into the stream. 'Twill drift back here by itself."
Tag tried to hide a smile as he inspected the flimsy craft.
"A coracle? Are you sure I'll fit into it?"
Crobsey chuckled.
"You still got a lot to learn, big feller. A coracle's a good little craft, light and easy on the paws. There's just one paddle, see, with a blade on each end. Your paddle's a mast too when you slip it twixt those two blocks."
Two small chunks of sycamore had been tied into the woven rushes of the craft's base. Tag stood the paddle end up between them.
"Good idea, but where's the sail?"
Secondin indicated the cloak Tag had been given.
"That ain't just a cloak, matey. 'Tis a sail too, and I'll tell you something else. Our cloaks are special made, with beeswax and secret plant oils soaked into the weave. You'll find rain and water don't affect them. They'll keep you dry anywheres."
Crobsey tossed a sack of supplies into the small round coracle.
"Yeah, those victuals too. They're travelling rations, full of goodness to keep your strength up."
They launched the coracle into the water, and Tag got in. Despite his size, it floated well, and he pushed off into the current, dabbing left and right with the double-ended paddle.
"This is wonderful! 'Tis so easy to steer, even going upstream against the current. Thanks, friends. My best wishes to you and all your tribe. I'll never forget your kindness. Please, don't stand waving on the bank. Go in, and keep your heads low for a while. Keep a weather eye out for Jusker vermin. Goodbye, and may your seasons be long and happy."
The voles scuttled into the secret tunnel, calling back.
"Yar, yar, Tag.
Call back and see us again.
You're always welcome."
Crobsey stayed at the entrance for a time, watching the sturdy otter paddle his coracle off into the drizzly mists.
"Good fortune to her, Tagarong. I hopes you meets friendly beasts like us along your way."
Drizzle was still falling in moist curtains when the hunters woke, damp and uncomfortable, in unfamiliar woodland after a night spent out in the open. Grooven huddled into a dry space beneath a fir tree, irate and hungry. He snarled at the weasel Milkeye.
"What's the matter with you, dead lamp? Did you ever learn to light a fire properly? You'll be all day puffing and blowing there."
Milkeye turned from his flint and tinder so that his good eye could see the stoat.
"Wood's all wet with the rain. Can't make a fire with damp wood."